The Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has spread to the city of Bandaka, and the World Health Organization says the risk to the public in that country is very high, but that the outbreak is not yet a global health emergency. Dr. Tom Frieden was the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention during the Ebola outbreak in West Africa in 2014 through 2016. That was a global health emergency. He's now the president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives, and he joins us by Skype. Dr. Frieden, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And how concerned are you that the Ebola virus has now apparently spread to a city, Bandaka?
It's certainly concerning. Urban Ebola is substantially different from rural Ebola. It's very challenging to identify all of the contacts of people who develop Ebola in urban areas.
And how likely is it once it reaches an urban area that somebody gets on a plane and takes it out of the country?
It's certainly possible that Ebola will spread. We are not seeing anything like the kind of widespread transmission of Ebola in DRC at this point that we saw in West Africa. And we have a series of advantages, in particular that DRC has a stronger public health system. So they have skilled epidemiologists, they have access to laboratory testing, they have dealt with Ebola effectively many times before, and we have a vaccine. And we should talk about that a bit more because that's important, but it's not as important as may initially be the impression. So there is still the possibility of further and substantial spread.
I want to talk to you about the vaccine, but first, just because it's been a few years since the last Ebola outbreak, just remind us briefly about this virus, how it spread, and why it's so deadly.
Ebola is what's called a hemorrhagic fever virus. It spreads from person to person by close contact with body fluids. So it's particularly spread in parts of Africa where there are funeral traditions of washing the body. People who have died from Ebola have extremely high concentrations of the virus in their body fluids. And that was a major way that disease has been spread in past outbreaks. It's also spread in healthcare facilities. Tragically, the health workers who are helping people who are sick with Ebola may contract it and potentially die from it. And it can kill anywhere from 30 to 60% of the people who develop infection with Ebola. We have learned more about how to treat it effectively, but there's no specific treatment. And unfortunately, it remains one of the most fatal of all infectious diseases.
Well, tell us about the vaccine then. What is it? How does it work? And is it going to be effective this time?
We think the vaccine can be effective for people who get it in time. And it's one tool in a comprehensive approach. The bigger picture here is 4 years after the emergence of Ebola in Guinea in March of 2014, we still don't have a way of quickly finding and stopping Ebola when it first emerges. We need to do better at helping countries track Ebola and other deadly infections where and when they emerge to protect them, their neighboring countries, and the world.
How do we do that?
Well, we've made a lot of progress improving the assessment of how ready countries are to find, stop, and prevent health threats from emerging and spreading. We've identified literally thousands of life-threatening gaps in preparedness, and the CDC and WHO and other organizations have begun to basically chip away at those important gaps so that they can stop them there by being stronger there so we're safer here in the U.S. But those efforts are going to take time, and it's crucially important that the U.S. Congress continues to fund the CDC so they can expand those efforts and continue them. The U.S. doesn't have to do it alone, but if we leave the field, the microbes will have the upper hand.
We remember during the last outbreak, President Obama hugged an Ebola survivor at the White House. He was criticized for that. There's now a Republican representative in Florida who said he regrets attacking the president for that the U.S. actually handled Ebola very well. What do you think?
One thing that was absolutely clear was that there was no way we could reduce the risk in the U.S. without stopping the disease at the source in West Africa. The response from CDC was actually the largest response in CDC history. We sent more than 1,400 staff to Ebola-affected areas. They spent more than 80,000 work days. They went to virtually every community where the disease was spreading. We set up high-throughput laboratories in remote rural areas that worked for more than 420 days without a break and tested more than 25,000 specimens. So it was a very intensive response. And what we need to do now is use this as a reminder that we will all be safer if we help other countries build their own systems so that they can find and stop diseases when and where they emerge.
That's Dr. Tom Frieden, who is the former director of the CDC and now the president and CEO of Resolve to Save Lives. Dr. Frieden, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.